She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay, I am not offended. Okay, your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. It is 2 in the morning. I just came back from a long weekend trip in West Virginia, which was so pretty. Thanks, friend, for inviting me. My friend be adopting me as family on the regular. And then when it comes to the people I'm related to, I don't really be traveling with them. But I be all over the place with my friends, though. Anywho, welcome back to She Gets a Pod. This is episode 9. Why do women have ridiculous expectations when dating? All right. So let me tell you something about audacity, because that's how I have to start this. Audacity means that someone is willing.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Willing to be daring, bold, and filled with a lot of confidence, matched with arrogance. Meaning, why would you think that was okay and proceed to do it, right? Okay, so that's the mindset that women have when they have these expectations. A lot of people are filled with audacity, men and women, but we're talking about women, okay? Women who can source out easy men have audacity, okay? They can source out giving men, shallow men, sex-thirsty men, lonely men, caring men, men without boundaries, and those are the people who do the most for conversation, pictures, videos, time, or a date. It's also risky to be a woman accessible to men you don't want, but you use. And I say it's risky because it could be life or death. It could be someone that You met through a dating app. You thought like he had money or he was going to take you out at this fancy restaurant and he was going to be cool with you just giving him his time. But in reality, he has always wanted to talk to women who look like you, who think they're above men, who think they're too pretty for certain men, so he can do something spiteful to you. But a lot of women think they're smarter than everybody. They think they're pretty and their wit can top all men. And it can't. You're going to meet your match one day. So for me, I'm not into women using men that they don't want or they don't like or they don't care for. I'm not into women going on dates with strangers and not giving at least five friends their location and making sure that they're safe and making sure they know how to protect themselves. And I'm not into women asking random men for money or having random men cash app the money that they have no real interest in, because that just makes bitter men in the end, because they spent so much time being played with by quote-unquote pretty women that once they do get a woman that actually likes them, they're on a quest to dog them out. Okay? So when it comes to women's audacious expectations, it comes from other men who gave in, who tried to buy her time, who tried to win her attention. Again, it ain't women's fault 100% why they have these huge expectations when dating. It's men who have low self-esteem, who have no boundaries, who have dusty wang. And I say dusty wang meaning they'll do anything to get a woman's attention. They'll do anything for a woman to call them. They'll do anything for a woman to text them back. They'll send money to keep her attention. They'll send gifts to keep her attention. They'll take her out to go shopping to keep her attention, right? And it's a men on men issue. It's not a woman on woman issue. It's not a woman with men issue. It's a men on men issue, because if men set boundaries and have standards and don't give in to women, quote unquote, who are pretty, that they know wouldn't talk to them or give them the time of day if they didn't have money, if they didn't have a certain car, if they didn't have a certain power, then it wouldn't be women thinking they can deal with another man in the same way, talk to another man in the same way and still get what they want. So to all the men who claim that they can't stand women who have OnlyFans or women who use their body to get what they want, that's not vivid when it comes to the numbers of who spends on OnlyFans, okay? Women who beg all the time. So many men say, I can't stand a woman that beg. There are men that love women who beg. There are men that love women who ask them for money, ask them to take them places, ask them for expensive gifts. There are men who are dying to play someone's dad who is way younger than they are just so they can feel like they did something great today for somebody else. And a lot of women think, oh, since it worked on this man, it should work on this man. And that's not true. Okay? All men are not going to give in to your bullshit. All men are not going to live up to these crazy expectations. But some women feel like once they get one or a couple of men that do it, now this is my standard. And so they carry that standard when it comes to any man that wants their attention. Well, if you want me to call you, you got to send me money. Well, if you want me to go on a date, you got to do this. Well, are you paying a bill? Well, why should I talk to you? It's like, girl, it sounds like prostitution. It sounds like you're selling cooch. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of women out here who feel like, well, that's better than me just talking to a man and just you know, giving him my time or going on a date with him or having sex with him for nothing. I might as well have sex and get money. And there's a lot of women that think that way. You just got to make sure, what type of woman are you dealing with? Because I don't give a fuck how much money you have. If I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to talk to you. If I don't want to go on a date with you, I want to go on a date with you. If I don't like you from the jump, you're not going to convince me to like you. Okay? You're not going to convince me to see you as attractive or see you in a sexual way. If I don't see you like that, then I'm not going to see you like that. Right? But there's some women where if the money's high enough, then they can completely ignore your looks. If the giving's enough, then they will completely ignore the fact that they don't really like you. Right? So when it comes to women and their ridiculous expectations, there's a lot of women making bank very fast because most men are funding them and giving into their expectations. All right? A lot of men who pay for OnlyFans are married men. Now, there are some women who are also paying into OnlyFans for men and women, but at the same time, majority of the people who pay into OnlyFans are men in relationships. Single men. Men who want a conversation. Men who want time. Men who want to be acknowledged and they spend money. Men who want to see a woman act as though she wants him, right? And so these ridiculous expectations come from the fact that too many men are giving in to women's bullshit. So if y'all want the crazy expectations to stop, talk to other men about their behavior with women, because men who have a lot of money don't give a fuck about a woman begging, okay? It's like a dime a dozen. Men who have a lot of money don't give a fuck about a woman wanting to get her hair done, her nails done. Like, eventually he's going to do that with the woman anyway. So here, I'm going to make it back by 2 o'clock here. You know what I'm saying? But men who get annoyed because they're not where they want to be yet, or they just don't want to spend money on a woman that doesn't like them, they're going to push back on that. Right? A man who has goals and has priority things going on doesn't want to take every woman that he meets or he wants to get to know on a $300 date, first date. And if you are a woman and you have an expectation that every first date you need to go to a restaurant where a man spends $300 or he takes you shopping or he does this or he does that, then that's your expectation. But I just don't feel like every man should prepare himself for that. But just know there are men doing that. That's why women have these crazy expectations. So talk to your friends, talk to the men around you, and see if they're outside tricking. Because tricking is a thing that men with money don't give a fuck about. Right? And so if you meet a woman and she's leading with money so you could keep her attention, then I guess you know she's not in your lane, right? You're in the wrong lane when it comes to her. If you want to talk to her, it's always going to be about money because she doesn't like you. It's always going to be about money because she doesn't see anything more going on with you that she's interested in, right? And if that's annoying for you, she's not it. Like, it's very simple. You don't have to try to convince a woman who's money hungry, who's lifestyle hungry to live off of what a man is doing, that you're enough. You'll never be enough to a woman who goes for the money, right? And a lot of women go for the money with these ridiculous expectations because they don't see anything else going on with you that they're interested in. Not every woman is like that, but majority of women today are like that. And that's my answer. I digress. Y'all not mad at women. Y'all are mad at other men. And that's it. What's the next one? Because I'm ready. Energy has kicked in.